Pray with me.
Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. St. Luke narrows his focus of these words, commenting that they came not from the crowd, but the multitude of Jesus' followers, his disciples. This praise of Jesus as the one blessed who comes in the name of the Lord is reverberated in the church's witness of the crucified and risen Lord throughout the centuries. We join our praise with those first disciples every Sunday as we celebrate the Eucharist and Easter. It is a part of the Sanctus in which we praise Jesus' name with the hosts of heaven. In these words we praise, we acknowledge that it is Jesus Christ who comes to us in the Lord's Supper as we receive him in bread and wine, body and blood. But on this day, the shouts of praise for Christ quickly leave us as we hear the words, crucify him. Christ's victory will be on and through the life-giving cross. Through his death, he will swallow up death and open the gates of paradise. On Holy Saturday, God rests on the Sabbath and sanctifies the world with the blessing of new life. St. Luke makes it clear that Jesus' coming in the world, and especially his crucifixion, means a choice has got to be made. Either we choose to shout, crucify him, choosing the world's ways and the world's ideas of what is good, which only leads to death. Or we choose to shout, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, choosing the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, which means receiving the unmerited gift of eternal life. For one criminal, he chose rejection of Christ and ridicules him. For another criminal, in the face of pure truth, pure love, he experienced the reality of his own sin, his own brokenness. And yet, instead of turning in shame and fear from God's presence, hanging in love next to him, he could not look away. Like a moth to a flame, he was drawn to Jesus. Could this innocent man, this divine love in the flesh, the Christ, who is God's kingdom of heaven on earth, love him? A criminal who deserves death? Would he dare to hope and to ask? And with a repentant heart, he does dare. He says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In his greatest moment of suffering to the point of death, the penitent thief cries out for Jesus to not forget him when he comes into his kingdom. The man hanging next to Jesus sees Jesus will bring life through death. And he receives more than he asked for. Jesus tells him that today he will be with him in paradise. Jesus' act of mercy and love to him opens up paradise. And the thief will be with Jesus. He will die with Jesus, and he will live with Jesus. The salvation Jesus offers is more than being saved from a physical death, but it is to have eternal life being with Jesus. It is to be with Jesus on his way of exodus from this world to be with God the Father. Luke makes it very clear, today is the day to be saved for new life in Christ. Today is the day to receive salvation, to receive paradise, the kingdom of God in our hearts now, and more fully and forever in the world to come on the day of resurrection. Today, Jesus calls us to be with Him, no matter our sinful past. Today, Jesus calls us to be with Him, to journey with Him through death, so that there can be new life. It is a journey now that continues into eternity because it is a journey in union with the eternal Word of God, the Son of the Father, Jesus Christ. It is a journey from glory to greater glory. And so on this day, we say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Amen.